Canadian gamblers have been pleased to see the recent shifts in gambling legislation since April 2022. Canada took a more gradual approach to gambling regulation compared to other leading markets, such as the UK and parts of the US. Over the last 2 years, legislation has caught up and adapted. Much like its neighbors up north, Canada allows individual provinces to oversee how they implement gambling legislation. Now that the number of licensed operators in Canada has increased, more bettors are exploring ways to find tailor-made platforms for their gambling style and preference. That's why the emergence of companies like Time to Play in Canada has become key, as they employ their experts to take a deep, objective look at the best betting sites, rank them based on important variables, and throw in their expert opinion to help guide customers on the sort of criteria to look for. A tale of 10 provinces. Canada's legislative approach to online sports betting and casino gaming is more consistent compared to the US, where regulations vary widely. In the US, states like Nevada have embraced gambling for decades, while others, such as California and Utah, remain opposed to legalizing online betting. Some experts believe Canada could be lagging behind in other dominant fields, for instance, AI. While this was the case for online casino gaming and sports betting for many years, provinces are now starting to catch up. Prominent names and companies in iGaming believe that this favorable switch could help inspire AI innovation as it becomes more prevalent in the sports betting world, but for now, sports betting and casino gaming are reaping the rewards of the new legislative landscape. Ontario. Ontario was the first province to legalize sports betting, in the first week of April 2022. Since then, Ontarians have spent billions of dollars betting on sports and casino gaming. Just a few years ago, a Gretzky rookie card sold for $3.75 million, highlighting the great one's enduring legacy. Gretzky's endorsement of this growing sector has helped onboard millions of Canadians and introduced them to digital sports betting. British Columbia. From Bowen Island and beyond, BC was one of the first provinces to adopt sports betting legislation. It's been in place since 1985, but was outdated until it was revised in 2021, when online single-stake sports betting was allowed. A change that saw thousands of British Columbians making the move online. Alberta. The Alberta Gaming, Liquor and Cannabis AGLC agency oversees Alberta's online gambling market, following a legislative change in September 2021. Manitoba. Just a month before Alberta, Manitoba legalized online sports betting for its residents. As long as the provider is licensed and regulated by the Manitoba Liquor and Lotteries Corporation, MLLC, it can provide its service to Manitobans. Nova Scotia. Alberta, BC and Nova Scotia amended local provincial legislation within 2 months, facilitating a more accessible avenue into sports betting markets. Sports betting is legislated by the Alcohol, Gaming, Fuel and Tobacco Division of Service Nova Scotia, which oversees all gambling activity in the province, and judging by its title, every other activity. New Brunswick. Online sports betting and casino gaming in New Brunswick is managed, legislated and overseen by the Gaming Control Branch of the Department of Public Safety. The working legislation is the Gaming Control Act of 2008, amended when the C-218 bill passed through the Canadian Parliament. Newfoundland and Labrador, like several other provinces, Newfoundland and Labrador changed their provincial legislation almost as soon as the government bill was passed to allow online sports betting in August 2021. Quebec sports betting has been legal in Quebec for over 20 years. Quebec is one of the leaders in the Canadian market and has been ahead of the curve, even when compared to some global iGaming legislation leaders, such as the UK, which didn't introduce the landmark UK Gambling Act until 2005. That said, residents of Quebec were not allowed to bet on single-game sports online until the C-218 bill was passed at central government level. Prince Edward Island, although Pay is Canada's least populated province, residents can play online casino games and place sports bets. The Pay Lotteries Commission oversees all such activity. Saskatchewan, the Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority oversees sports betting and online casino gaming in its province. It has been in place since 1997, initially for lottery competitions, but this now applies to the modern iGaming market, whether you're gambling on NHL games or more traditional casino games. Importance of responsible gambling. Although different legislative bodies collectively work together to ensure Canadians can access sports betting markets and casino gaming platforms, the ethos of responsible gambling is one of the pillars that hold up the legitimacy of the entire industry. There are advertising standards that each province must adhere to, and it's the role of the legislative body to enforce these if companies overstep the mark or attempt to steer around it. Likewise, any gambling platform operating in Canada must ensure it has signposts to responsible gambling tools, like cooling-off periods, timeouts and time and deposit limits, to ensure that gamblers who could develop an issue can shield themselves from the most significant harm that problem gambling can cause. If you or somebody you know is exhibiting an issue with their gambling, there are charities like Gamblers Anonymous that can provide more assistance and access to support groups. Final thoughts: Canada is experiencing significant growth in the gambling industry, reflecting a broader trend across North America. While Canadians have embraced the expanding opportunities in casino gaming and sports betting over the past 2 years, it remains important to stay informed about any local changes or updates to gambling regulations. The recent changes have mostly taken place in 2021 and 2022, so they're relatively new laws and are unlikely to experience any significant revision anytime soon, but it's always a good idea to stay updated and in the know. Disclaimer: the information presented on this page, site is intended for entertainment purposes only. Please be aware that gambling entails inherent risks, and it's crucial to acknowledge this when utilizing online gambling platforms. This sponsored content has been paid for by our sponsor and does not reflect the reviews and recommendations made by the Bowen Island Undercurrent staff.